Welcome back to another episode of Allie's Quest for Self. What if living your dream meant leaving everything you love behind? When I moved to Spain, I thought I was gaining the world, but no one warned me about the loneliness I'd carry with me. We often hear people say, travel, move away from home to get a better experience of life. Traveling and moving away from home shape you. They offer new perspectives and independence, all while building resilience. It's something that allows you to evolve and grow as a person. But there's another side people rarely talk about, and that's the sadness of being far from loved ones. Today, we're exploring the emotional duality of living abroad, the joy, the growth, but also the loneliness and homesickness that no one prepares you for. In 2016, I made the decision to move to Spain. This choice was rooted in two major events. One was falling in love with Spain. My first trip to Spain in 2012 left me captivated by its culture, people, and vibrancy. I knew I wanted to live there someday, and I would somehow make that happen. The second was a relationship that pushed me to leap. My ex-boyfriend and I met in Holland and then moved to California together, but he struggled a lot during those 11 months. He wasn't able to adapt. Being that he was from Spain and I loved it, we decided to make the move. When we moved, the roles reversed. He was surrounded by family and friends, but I was on my own with no close circle. I relied on him for socializing, something I now recognize wasn't ideal. Life got pretty lonely for me. And even though I was living out my dream of being in Europe and living in Madrid, I felt disconnected from my friends and family back home in California. And that started to take an emotional toll in my life. While the excitement of moving to Spain was exhilarating, the reality of living there came with unexpected emotional challenges. One of the hardest things was missing special moments. Birthdays, holidays, and celebrations with my loved ones back home. They all became reminders of what I was missing. I'd grown up with traditions that made me feel so special. My birthday falls on the 2nd of January. It's during the busyness of the holidays and right after the new year. And despite that, I've always felt so loved by my friends and family. I can't even count all the times I've woken up to balloons and flowers on my birthday, and not being there for others' milestones filled me with guilt. But with time, I learned to find ways to be there for people I love, like sending a unique gift so my loved ones knew that despite being far, I was close to them at heart when it mattered the most. With time, I learned to create meaningful friendships, ones that no matter if it was a weekday, would come out and enjoy a pizza party to celebrate my birthday with me. I learned to enjoy and create new experiences that filled my heart with joy. All of these moments forced me to question where I truly belong, and it allowed me to redefine what home means to me. After living in Madrid for some time, that had now become my home, and I felt torn between California and Madrid. Neither place felt fully like home, because when I was in one place, I missed everything that was in the other. Yet both places learned to become home in their own way. The love of the people you have surrounding you, the new places and the new people you learn to love. Over time, I learned that home isn't a single place. It's a feeling you create wherever you are, and hopefully surrounded by good people. This realization about home became more apparent when I experienced the stark contrast of isolation in a foreign country. Cultural differences and the lack of a close-knit community often made me feel like an outsider. I remember being invited to the fair in Seville. It's a huge week-long celebration in Seville where you feel like you're in a dream. Women wearing beautiful flamenco dresses, horse carriages, colorful tents, people laughing, eating, and dancing for a week straight. The streets of the entire city are buzzed with energy. It's a beautiful celebration, and I remember being there trying to immerse myself in the celebration. While I appreciated the warmth and hospitality of people in Spain, I missed having deep, lifelong friendships where I could truly be myself and share these beautiful cultural experiences with, where I could feel like I wasn't an outsider. I realized that while I was invited into these spaces, they weren't truly mine. That duality, the feeling of being included yet separated, is something many expats experience but don't openly discuss. So how do you overcome loneliness and find a sense of belonging? Well, it's by creating your own home. And I learned to do that slowly but surely by connecting with like-minded people, integrating myself to different types of celebrations, and changing my mindset from feeling like an outsider to a curious person who wants to integrate and immerse herself to any and all cultures and celebrations. Living abroad has taught me to create a sense of home, no matter where I am. For me, this means filling my space with cozy touches. Candles, plants, and sentimental items like my canvas of Mia. Whether I'm in Madrid or back at my mom's house in California, I make an effort to personalize my environment because that is one of the things that truly allows me to make a home. My home, even if it's only temporarily. Surrounding yourself with people you love, even if that means a FaceTime call with your best friend. Recently, I was in Madrid and it was a weekend that I didn't have my dog Mia. So it was just me in my flat. I was FaceTiming my best friend and catching up. But I sat surrounded by candles and my dog's canvas. In that moment, I realized that home wasn't a place. It was a comfort I created for myself. While I've also found meaningful connections that nurture my heart in Madrid, the reality of living abroad isn't always as glamorous as it appears on the surface. Social media sometimes paints a picture of the expat life as glamorous. And I will admit, I have been guilty of perpetrating that. We often share highlights of events, iconic landmarks, of all the traveling, visiting locations, but we rarely talk about the isolation that can come with these experiences. At Coachella in 2023, my life was falling apart. My mom had just had a stroke. I had just gone through my breakup. I didn't have stable housing in Spain. Yet my post showed only the fun outfits and highlights of the festival. They hid the struggles that were beneath. But I will say, that experience taught me something more valuable. It taught me to open up with the people that mattered. And also new people. And it allowed me to be able to talk to others and open up and let them know that I wasn't at my best. And because of that, I was able to create meaningful bonds with new people and post less on social media. So now I try to steer away from posting all the time and avoid coming to terms about where I am with my life. I'm more open about my struggles with those I love. And when I'm having a beautiful time, I try to enjoy it because I'm creating a life that I love, not one that needs the approval and likes from what sometimes can be complete strangers. Despite the struggles, living abroad has been one of the most transformative experiences of my life. It's taught me resilience, pushing through the loneliness. It's made me stronger. It's helped me embrace solitude. And ultimately, it shaped who I am today. I've become more open to meeting new people and new experiences, embracing new cultures and perspectives. And that has broadened my understanding of the world. I've been able to gain a new sense of independence. Navigating life far from home forced me to rely on myself in ways I had never done before. Living abroad isn't just about gaining cultural perspective. It's about learning who you are when everything familiar is stripped away. It forces you to confront your emotions, redefine your identity, and find strength in yourself. For anyone considering this path, I'd say do it. But go in with open eyes, knowing that the emotional complexities are just as real as the adventures. So if there's something I want you to take away, it's the following. Embrace the highs and lows of living abroad. Both are part of the experience. 2, redefine home as a feeling, not a location. 3, stay connected to loved ones while opening yourself to new bonds. And the last one, allow yourself to feel the emotions of missing others. It reflects the depth of your love. Living abroad has shown me the world and myself. It's a life of contrasts, joy and sadness, growth and solitude. And in that contrast, I've learned to find beauty. Wherever you are, home is what you create. And resilience is what you carry with you. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Allie's Quest for Self. Podcast available on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Allie's Quest for Self.